Okay, today's pack of Chavez. Topic of Amavazbez, Alivazbez, Yosef Mechomish. Which is a din brought down in Gemara Ksubis. We discussed about, yesterday we discussed about Staka, the different midos in Staka. We said, what's the Iker din of Shlishus HaShekel, or, and then the more Mahudar Dika things of Chomesh and a tenth. But then the question is, if a person wants to give more than a Chomesh, is that a problem? And the Ramah quotes this halacha that Al Divazva is Yosemi Chomesh. And the Rambam's mashma that no, you could give more if it's the need of the ani, as some explain. So let's see what this din is of Avazbez, Harivazbez, Yosef Chomish. I told you this was my bar mitzvah speech, was on this topic. Mr. Isaac Cooper wrote the speech. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ilo, Be'ushu Yiskinu, Hamavazbez, Al Yivazbez, Yosef Michomish. Tanya Namihoch, Hamavazbez, Al Yivazbez, Yosef Michomish, Shema Yitzbarach Lebrios. Because you don't want to be in need yourself. Tumais Abecha, Jabikich, Lebazbez, Yosef Michomish, Lohinich Lo Chaveru, Manu Rav Yisheva. Some of the Rabbi Sheva, the Lohinich Lohayu, Manu Rabbi Akiva. And then he goes on and says, quotes the Pasuk, Amar of Nachman, Vitamer of Akabar, Yaakov, Mai, Krob, Kolasher, Kiten, Li, Aser, Asmen, Allah. So Rashi says, and then the Gemara says, V'ladomi, Yisur, Basu, Yisur, Kama. Rashi, the Chachav, the Kama, Poshul, the Tess, the Chachav, the Chachav, Maisa, the Zul, Baki, Kama, Hu, Vainkar, Chomish, Mishneim. So what does that mean, Aseres Svenu, that the first Meiser is not the same as the second? Because one is from the original Karen, and then we only have nine left. So what's the Pshat? Aseres Svenu is not sure it's the same, but it's really not. Well, Amar Rav Ashi, Asrenu Lebasra Ki Kama. Rashi looks to Aser Lachach Kama Aser Kerishon Kol Ma Maser Sheni Ye Kerishon. The Maser Sheni should be like Rishon. Okay.
Except the original.
Right, except the original, not from the what's left over. So that we all can say.
Is that
any
such a thing? Yeah. A bit of tender to the bit of nine.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Depends how much you eat. Yeah, it's a little bit bigger than a lot. Then it's.
I mean, we're not talking like
20%
of the whole.
Right. 20%
of 20
is 20. 20%
of 90 is
18.
So what about
238? Right.
If you're dealing with
$1 trillion,
it'll be.
Right. Yeah. Right. Now, the question is, what are we referring to? What are you, Mavazbez for what? For what purpose? So says Rashi in the third line, Mavazbez Lanim. So it's referring to giving money to poor. And if you look in the Shita Bekubetzes on page 2, it So the so he quotes Rashi in the beginning on the right side of the bottom, because of Rashi, and Vazbe is Laniim, but the Rakan quotes Vazbe and because of Hektish. And then he quotes the Medrash. What is the Medrash? Well, let's see the Medrash he quotes, it's right here. On page 3, one mincha charavos olam most day door by door to komeim. Rav Tarfon Yehavel the Rabbi Akiva shismoa kentarin nechsaf. So he gave Rabbi Tarfon gave Rabbi Akiva a certain amount of money. Says Amalei ezil zvin lan chada usya din heaven la'ainin ba'raisa umisparnit mina. It was by a plot. And we'll make money off of that real estate that you bought. And this way we'll be able to learn. So that's what he says. Zavin lan chad usya. You can look at the bottom here. Give, you know, buy one nachla. And from that we'll make our money and we'll be able to learn. Nosivya sonu poli gason. Safraya, so he gave him, Rabbi Tarfon had the money, he gave it to Rabbi Akiva, and what did he do with the money? So supposedly he was supposed to buy a plot of land. So he gave the money and he gave it to the Rebbeim for the salaries. Instead of buying the plot of land, he gave it to Safraya or the Masnaya, all these Elin the Ayin Maraisa. All these people who are learning Torah, who teach Torah. The boss Yomim coming may Amalei Zvin Lan Hayusir the Amidla. So he asked him. So comes Rabbi Akiva and asks Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon and asks Rabbi Akiva, "No, so you bought the plot that you were supposed to use with the money I gave you?" He says, "Yeah, I bought it." So then he says, yeah. So then he says, so what does he do? He brings him, Amalei Yisbach Mechamelach Li Amalei in Sasev Chamelei, I'm going to show you what I got. So he shows him all the Safraya, Masnaya, all these different people. See, he says, that's where I gave the money. So he says, what'd you do? So he says, well, I have a shtar. What's the shtar? The shtar is a pasuk of Tehillim. Pizir nosan lav nyonim titkos alav ben zlad. That if you give money to the aniyim, then you will be fine. So that was the nachla that I bought. So as you thought I was going to buy a piece of land, a building, a real estate, whatever, this is the real estate. And there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says that you'll do well with this real estate. So this is the best real estate deal that you can have. So back to the Shita Mekubetzes on page 2. So he quotes this whole Medrash. So he's bothered that what about Abba Vazbez, Ali Vazbez, Yosef Michomish? Apparently it was Yosef Michomish. So the first word in the line is Bolo Yechselo. Yesh lanu chalek domrin hachi elo Talmud Torah. Mosh also Rabbi Akiva. Havel chalek laniyim lo. Because he only did it for Talmud Torah. For Talmud Torah you could give you more than a chomish. But for aniyim, that's when you have to give up to a chomish. Yes, so that's what the Shita Mekubetz is saying, based on this Medrash. So the Chofetz Chaim, in his Sefer Avos Chesed, he has a whole chapter about this topic, the Vazbez Litzdaka. And he sets up a bunch of rules of what he thinks, you know, should be the so this is what he so on page 6 he quotes this Gemara Isu v'ksubus tizkinu chazal v'usha halvaza v'zal yivaza yosef v'chom v'shem yitztarach v'brios v'lo mishu osher muflo. So one thing is, if you're very wealthy, you're an osher muflo, so then you can break the Chomesh rule. So Allah lo haisa takana. That was the first thing. Hein levaz is called the moso, or before he's, you know, he's on his deathbed or whatever, so now he's giving away all his, so there's no problem. Shemi tzarif, I mean, he's, you know, it's called a moso. So that's another so that's the first rules. Then on Beis, he writes, that's only if you proactively are looking for aniyim. But it fell into his lap, the need. It wasn't he was actively looking. Son of Allah says, Yosef Michomish Roshai. Then he's allowed to. Meet his Chasidus. Then to meet the Chassidus to the so the Isser is to actively try to find more causes even though you gave a Chomish that you shouldn't do, but if it came into your lap then you're allowed to as a meet the Chassidus. But he says V'nira the Mayer Ba'ovichay Nogelem Bikloch Nefesh Mamish Nogelem Bikloch Nefesh Mamish. But if it's a mamish pikuach nefesh situation, then shashove home and lomos or rev yachol lomos with his hakana, they ain't shachmas eshir chomish. So that, of course, pikuach nefesh is there's no bounds to pikuach nefesh. So that's another rule that he has. Then another rule on page 9, Gimel. Dan the mashi is kinu. Chachamenu zechronu l'vracha sholofazu yosi b'chomesh nira d'ayin d'avke shemevazveiz nichsei beiso al yidei hapizur kidmash v'loshon hamevazveiz. In other words, he has his own property, he's giving away his property, he's giving away his money that he has in his bank account, he's selling his you know, his property, so that you shouldn't do. Mevazveiz means he's like giving out for what he has already. Have a b'dover book on page 9. Conscientious eizim malacha. Oh, page 10. Oh, eisa kavua. But say, in other words, you're not giving from what you have. In other words, you have a regular income. Shemistake be'o kidei mechiyasu kol shavua. You get paid monthly, weekly, yose ma'at. So then, from what you're getting from the income, and the income you're getting is way exceeds the needs that you have on a weekly, monthly basis, and that extra money maybe is yosef mikomish mutalo lefazer hayosef letzdacha after lo yosef mikomish lefi erech. So even though he's maybe that's going to be more than chomish of what he got in his paycheck this month, but since he doesn't need, maybe he's not taking from from the Karen that he's just taking from the new stuff that's coming in, with the knowledge that he has, this is all the surplus of from his needs, that could even be Yosef Mechodesh. And then he makes this famous comment that we just saw, the Sheet of Mekubetzes on page 11. V'da'o d'chol ikar ha'takada hu l'stam tztoka. Aval ha'chzokas ha'torah v'tzadei v'seif ha'sheet of Mekubetzes v'lo shayach zeklau. Ha'chzokas ha'torah then there's a shayach ha'tein b'din ach ha'kareishim v'avor zeh yesh lo chelet m'skar t'rosso v'mo shom tzidu b'tzokom z'vulun. Shevi Zvulun haya machzi v'shevi Yisachar. The no-tell chelik Tzkar Torosso. Right, so he's going to get Tzkar Torosso. So Torah works on a different planet. So I guess that's Yata Dishmaya he's going to get from Torah. We're not afraid that that he's going to be Nitzrach as a result. And then he gives a Musa Shmuz about people stop wasting their money on page 13, Osei. He says, and people spend money on things that bring COVID, l'slavish v'alum malbushe rikmo, all the clothing things, all the moistures. They say, the Chofetz Chaim would say, this expensive couch, that could have been 100 block Gemara that you could have been learning in the time that, you were, earning that money to, because you didn't really need it. So things that, okay, that's okay. Now, so these are some of the klalim that the Chofetz Chaim about Hachzakas HaTorah, the Sheet of Mekubetzes, about the difference between your income and what you have already in the house, etc. The difference between being proactive and things that come your way. But it's interesting to note that when the Rambam brings this halacha of Vazeh Zali Vazeh Yosef Chomesh, so I would have thought he would have put it, like some others have, some have pointed out, in Matnos Aniyim, by those halachas, what he said, what we learned yesterday, that there are, Ayin Tova, Ayin Ra, the Chomesh, and then he should have read Amazai. But it's interesting, they point out it's found in the end of Hilchas Erchin V'Charam, on page 15. Where he says that halacha you've given. You shouldn't give all your money to the Beis Hamikdash. The Otsa came over Al Das Hakosu Shemomer Kolasher Lo 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 Kolasher Lo Mikol. Meinzu Chasidus El Shtus. Shem Abed Kol Mamono. It's Larach Abrius. See, if you do stupid things, then it's your Shtus. And then he says, Whereas he doesn't leave it only for Aniyim. Kol ha-mafazer ma-moro b'mitzvahs al-yifazer yosef b'chobos. Yekvah shetzivu nevim kalkal gvar b'mishpat b'im b'di b'etor b'im b'di b'olom afil kolbon sh'odom kayim b'im ha-rechazer torah al-mohonom kol ha-shiyogi kifim b'mises yodom. Kol ha-mokom l'dvarim sh'lo n'tkayim b'im ha-machmas nidro. So we do have a karoilo. Then we each come as not no ziyado. In other words, he shouldn't be menader of something that he can't afford. Or
Rambam only talking about not talking about stuff, but talking about hektish only.
Well, he says hektish, and then he says mitzvahs.
So he allows you to give the mitzvahs, not just the stuff, the mitzvahs for any end. And that's the
right. Right, I mean.
And he kind of flat out that 20% limit, he doesn't buy it all the
way. Right, so, I mean, but it could be these are two separate things. In other words, like if it has his aniyim thing that we saw in Matnos aniyim, and then he has a thing in his. Well, I mean, in other words, he doesn't say anything in the Aniyim thing about. It's the same idea, right?
Anything,
right? But I'm saying that as we said yesterday, the Das Yovel, that there's still the idea of Meiser is only Aniyim. This is Lagabe Stam Mitzvahs. He's just telling you. Lagabe Stam Mitzvahs also, as I've told you, that Korach should be a limitation should be for anything. And anything you shouldn't give Yosef Chomesh. And the idea of Chomesh, so the is the two dinim of Chomesh. There's a din of Chomesh and Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. That's the Ayin Yafa, as the Meister's the Beinonis. Right, that's a din in Hilchas Stocha. Then there's another din of Chomesh, Lagabistan, when you're spending for good things, Stocha, Hektish, other things. Then there's a limitation. Algivaz Vizosu Chomesh, but Lukor, like Rabbi Tuffin said, that this din in Erkin should apply over there as well because it's the same svar.
And Rashi would probably say the same thing, meaning you can't give to any of Kosh, you can't give to any of the
Right.
Well, what's your card for doing this? I have to put it in a
Oh, right. So we're going to get to. Whereas you have to do a pigeon event, you only have 5 slime left in the bank account.
Right. So, I mean, according to Rashi, you have no rule of that.
Right, so we're going to see. We're going to see that soon. So when Shulchan Aruch, the way it's brought down, is he doesn't say the din of Hamavaz Mitzal Yivaz is Yosef Chomesh by Snaka. So you could say maybe it doesn't apply by Aniyim. Right, and like Rabbi Otto suggested, because here he says Shir Nisinosa, Miyada Maseges, he thinks if it's Sarah Chanim. So you should give Kifit Sarah Chanim if you could afford to.
Yeah, but then he says
he may know the Maseges, he tell a Chomish, Mitzvah Ramufka. Okay, you could say that he means to say you shouldn't give more. I mean, but if you're not Yadom Asagis,
that's what he said, you're
not from Muflo. So then you can give it. Right.
Regular guy.
No. And when the Ramah spells it out, Ali Vazve is on the Yosef Chomesh. Surely it's Tach Labrius. So those, right. And then he says the din of Tachu Kol Yimei Chayev, Amashas Moso. Yechol Adam Litein Stav Yechol Masha Yirtzeh.
What about the Nidriyarshim?
Right, so he's yeah, but he's not saying that. Okay, Rav Moshe has a tshuva here, page 18. He has a discussion, is Takanas Usha Al Yivazvez, is that an Isser or an Eitzah Tova? Dovim, Takanas Usha Al Yivazvez, Yosef Yichol Mashu Isser, Rak Eitzah Tova? The name of Lashon HaGemar Mashma, She'Isser Hu. She'Isser, it's an Isser. They ask a cash on him from Al Givaz with Yosef Yechomish. Was he left, he was Mechalik to the Aniyim, half of his estate. He makes a tova, he apostle chain, Shaykh Zelacher Misa, Aval Mu Isra, he has over her Maksha, Shmo Plug, but there should be called Mokum, but he will go Shaykh Atam. She can be desert, Mashal Fibre Shor, her Yesh Mitzvah. After Yosef Yechomish, we move Talmud Torah. We name all kinds of Rambam, and then Talmud is Yosef El Masof Hil Chazerka, the Rambam Moshe points out. A little bit stuck in Mokhaz Matar Tzayin of Zhuch. Shulchan Bafor Shal Mechabetz Ovid, V'yadu Masekis Mechuyu, we take the feet Tzorach Hanim. After Yosef Yechomish, Masha Sosover, V'das Rambam, Shekevich Adin HaTorah, who should take the feet Tzorach Hanim, Mal Tiklu Rabbanon, Lesser, V'gam Le'etz HaTova. What? Yeah. It's stuck in Rakhna Hagdish also. So he's saying that if you do Maseges, so then he can give more than Chumash. Because the real din is, the real Chiv Tztaka is to give Kifi V'Tzorach HaNeim. And so came into the Torah, who took the rabban and left, sir. Began so in the end, a kopon of a rock. Also, he says the Rama says it's mashma, it's also. So he says the Rambam mechaber tzarchim. But he thinks that maybe it's not. It's a possibility to say it's not an issue. It's just an eitzah tova. The Eitzah Tova is when the Eitzah Tova applies. The bottom line is that the Ramah says it's an Isser, and Sarkhian and the Rambam Nuchaber, but Lamaisa, you should follow the Eitzah, even if it's an Eitzah Tova, you should follow Eitzah Tovas, you should follow also. Unless it's a special of Pikuach Nefesh, and then you. Then you give.
But if it's a iser, so then that means it's a takana.
Right.
So then how can you have exceptions? Most of it's different. I mean, it's a takana.
Right.
So I'm just saying that it applies here, doesn't apply there, and I'll tell you in cases where it doesn't apply, doesn't apply. It's fair to say that all these 10 column words in the problem is there when you put.
He doesn't have to worry about living anymore, so he doesn't have to worry about it.
Okay,
let's see now in Hilchos Lulav. It says like this. Mi she'ein lo esrog. Oshar mitzvah veres. Eitzach vazda lehon rob. He doesn't have an esrog. And, you know, Sukkis is coming and going. You know, it's not like Sukkis is here forever. So if you want to get it, you might have to pay a lot. So he says, like this. Mishay lo esro lo shar mitzvah veres. Eitzar hulazah lehon rav. Which Omru Havadza is Alivadza Yosef Bekomish, Hafil Mitzvah Veres.
In Tzark.
You're saying that it's Mashmah, that's not a Chiv. In Tzark.
And then the Ramah.
Right, the Ramah is the ones who brought the din down of Vaz Yosef Michomesh. So you say maybe it just means you're not mechuyev.
Well, that's the So
the Ramah here on page 19 is Misha Eilok Esrog, on page 19 in the Ramah. Page 19. Misha ain't no esro, or shar mitzvah veris, ain't sarach levazvez aleha, hon rav. You're not going to be able to get it. Sukkot is coming in 2 days. Moshe Amram vazvez alivazvez yosef chomish. A few mitzvah veris. So that's where he's quoting this halacha. So now, if you take a look in the Bir Halacha, so he says, yeah, a few mitzvah veris. This is going to be your thing, Scott. Sarach lomer chayim b'tvush yoshev v'shal lomer daf ha-mezvazveiz lo ayiv mitzvah veres v'kom mochum din hu daf v'veres say tzarech mevazveiz hon rav k'nisu v'rosh v'ni v'gidei al etzim adin v'vur kam b'shulchan orach v'ni tzarech mevazveiz hon rav ala mitzvah v'em b'sugya d'bo v'kam. Right, that's the sugya we learned already. And we have to surround them with lots of mitzvah v'leisev v'kul v'beis v'sav v'nstav v'kor tzarech in b'sugya v'kedushin v'vur shav gavim p'gin ha-ben. The Gemara says in Kedushin, "Daf imein lo ra chamish loim." If he only has chamish loim, that's all that's left in his pocket, his bank account. Tzarech liftos atzmo. So he has to be paid it. Chen v'inyan lalos levegel. Shem mayu sheilu chosim chalal. Zulus eilu ra chamish loim. So he says, "V'chora l'fi suki de bavakama." Shemeno noveden shulchanor chlekan eidu b'chuyi vosis chol asher yesh lo b'inyan mitzvah afrak shlish beiso hamkin eidu b'chuyi. So what's this idea that by pidyon haben ma'isin rog maliyah l'chor chasher l'fiza ma'im rush alocha chesrog be'elav zuz shubchi bis mitzvah alo av mishayim l'rach hamesh sloi m'chuyi v'itein l'koin liftos atzmo. So he's saying, but so, you know, we saw Rabbi Gamliel, he gave a lot of money for the Esro. So what's such a big chiddush? The Gemara says, you have to give your last 5 slime to do Pidyon HaBed. Well, Kol Shekin Rabbi Gamliel, Shei Oshir, Shei Ozeb Avadei, Hei Rachelet Me'onu. So it's not such a big chiddush, Rabbi Gamliel. He wasn't giving everything. He gave a lot with him, but he was even more wealthy. So he says, "Man liyashiv asugus shalo yu sosu hayachshul b'chol lomar." But Ma'aseh Gamliel, the Rus says, "Shom shapiser ho nar yotzal shavya, teiruschar mitzvah." Namnei shom besvina Only after the last guesser. No, so lechad hon rav she yitzras al mochrom. As he's saying, the case of Ram Galil, he paid $1,000 for the esrog because that wasn't the going price. But if you get, but on the Sfina, you have no other opportunity. So if you wanted to get an esrog on the Sfina, so you'd be willing to pray above and beyond what the going price really is. So the chiddush is that he gave more than the going price, because that was the only way he would get it. And that's Yinam Mechuyif to do. Because if they're not, if you can only get it for a big price, then Mikra did your potter. Mikra did your potter. So he, on the boat, someone was willing to sell him an esrog if he pays $1,000, whatever, $1,000. So he did it. But he wasn't Mikra did, he didn't have to do it. Esrog cost, I don't know, 20. He paid $1,000. So that was the chiddush of Ram Gamliel. They don't want to say that Kedusha Avi Harogel Onos Uvei Mechuyim Vag Mishum Chibu Mitzah Asa Zeh Nefshul Fashik Kama Sugit Vav Kham Vag Yikon Zeh Asa Also Schar Mitzah Harbi Yosem Yishavir Sachan Dayt Vada Shas Dad Shlish Beiso Mechuyim Asa Dach Yidein Mechuyim Aval Kol Mitzah Yochav Asigim Mishav Yechiv Vitar Lchol Yisrael Yvesh Lo Afma. So his Yisod is any mitzvah that the going rate of the mitzvah is what's the real going rate. So if they're not charging you an exorbitant amount because you're in a situation, then you have to pay your last penny for it. So the pinyan aben, the chamesh loyim, that's what it costs, the pinyan aben. So if even that's your last five sloyim, you gotta give it up. But if there's somebody, if you're stuck on a desert island and somebody will say, okay, I'll sell you an esrog, we have to pay me $1,000, then you're not mechuyev to pay Yosef Mishovyom. So then he says, so that's the sod of the Be'er Halacha. So he's saying a chiddush that by maise, by tztaka, so you have to give a maise the chiv beinoni. So.
Guy
has $1,000,000
and he has to spend $100,000
on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's
saying that
to him more than shy.
Right, but in the Be'er Halacha.
So they're saying
it's exactly
just.
Right. Yeah, so he's saying in the Be'er Halacha that would only apply if that was what the mitzvah really cost.
Right,
but he's borrowing in the Mishnah Berurah. He's borrowing from Hilchos Tztaka to over here. Right, so Al Yivazbeis. Oh, so Al Yivazbeis means that this is the Hilchos Yom. Is going to say this. Hilchos Yom says the same thing as the Mishnah Berurah. Take a look on page 21. On page 21, on the left side of page 21. So talking here about these days, the other in other mechuyim lointen called mamona for mitzvah day. Pay your chashen mechuyim lointen bar hadover yosu mikne shovio. They should call him kaim mitzvah day. Alas, it shove hadover be emes. The zechai lointen called mamona ba ado. The ze omram hamibazbeis. Hay lointen yosu mikne. That's what that was my rebbe asked. Why is it called when we were preparing for the bar mitzvah speech? He said he bothered him. The lashon hamavazbeis. So then I saw the years later. I saw the Chelkas Yoav. Chelkas Yoav says no, that's pshat, because mavazbeis only means when you're being ripped off. Then so you still want to do it because the chibum mitzvah, even though the guy's ripping you off, okay, so you can get ripped off up to a chomish. After that, don't get ripped off. But But when you're not getting ripped off, when you're paying what it really what really should be, then you got to give your last penny. The vet din is the takana, but the takana is only on hamavazim.
It's a harifus. It passed for the.
I really want to find that, and it doesn't have application.
Right, because aniyim is not track being written. I mean,
then he
needs. He needs. Yeah. So that was the bar mitzvah speech was about. Was the next thing he writes here is Reish Hilchos Shkolim mitzvah machzis hashekel shoel moch susa. Time to see that dal lo yamin. Mashma the b'shar mitzvah ain't uchil moch susa. Nearly the Rambam maybe akvar dadal rak hashoel lo moch susa moch susa chayim chol mitzvah. Lishol lachso apsochim ain't uchayim chol mitzvah rak b'shkolim. Aval mashashol chayim chol mitzvah liten chol mamoru. Right, so this is the Be'halacha and the Be'halacha and the Chalkas Yolav say the same, this is the same word. And then there's a piece in the Chasam Sofer here at the end. He says, "The Vaday Mashmi between Torah Kol Sheish Lo Parnasus Yomo, Tzarich Yiter Hamosul Oni." He's also discussing what the Shiur of Tzedakah is. He says, "So really, the Chayim is whatever the Oni needs." So as long as you have your own Parnasa, then whatever you have left over, you give to the Oni. I have called him. Because she is called Parnassus Yomu, you take Sham Mamoru, Lani Atzer, Bakhushi, Skino, Shulivaz, is Adam Yosef Michomish. So it's because me, without Usha, the Chasim Sof is saying, then whatever is extra from your paycheck, from your need, then all the rest should go to the Tzedakah. That was the halacha before Usha. And after Usha, he says, Habavaz, Adi Vaz, Yosef Michomish. So you realize none of you have to be home, so after that's right. And Mokam Kibbut Aveim, no tikna. We need all the Torah. She made the Torah class of Tzachim, so she is called Dechayev, Yitin Hashar Lavosav. And it's the case where your parents need, so then there's no takana of Yosef Michomish. That's his...
If you're paying anyway, then
you should give all the whatever you need for your parnasa you keep. Anything left, so if it's something else, then you have to follow the chomish rule. But he says that the chomish rule wasn't said. Okay, so this is a fascinating idea of what this is. A takana when it applies, when it doesn't apply, and where the Rambam brings it. Yeah, that's what I was talking about just. We say that even though it's Mishalav, but the Maisa Rabbi Tugman said, but if the Maisa you're paying anyway, you don't have to, but you still.
You did stuff anything?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you said,
so. I mean, stucker for the parents. Stucker. I mean, stucker for the parents is considered a more hush of a bit stucker than for other people.
Didn't the Maisa support the parents?
Mishalav. Well. Yeah, so he's saying that still you should. That's one of the highest levels of tzedakah is the family. So that's okay.